O Lord, open our eyes so we can examine the wonders of your instruction. Welcome to Walking in the Way of Jesus, a journey through the Gospel of Mark. I'm Jay Voorhees, pastor of the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church, located in Madison, Tennessee. And I'm your guide as we look together at the life of Jesus, the rabbi from Nazareth upon whom Christianity is based. Our reading this week comes from the 9th chapter of Mark's Gospel, verses 14 through 29. When Jesus, Peter, James, and John approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd surrounding them and legal experts arguing with them. Suddenly, the whole crowd caught sight of Jesus. They ran to greet him, overcome with excitement. Jesus asked them, "What are you arguing about?" Someone from the crowd responded, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, since he has a spirit that doesn't allow him to speak. Wherever it overpowers him, it throws him into a fit. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and stiffens up. So I spoke to your disciples to see if they could throw it out, but they couldn't." Jesus answered them, "You faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I put up with you? Bring him to me." They brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a fit. He fell on the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been going on?" He said, "Since he was a child. It has often thrown him into a fire or into water, trying to kill him. If you can do anything, help us. Show us compassion." Jesus said to him, "If you can do anything, all things are possible for the one who has faith." At that, the boy's father cried out, "I have faith. Help my lack of faith." Noticing that the crowd had surged together, Jesus spoke harshly to the unclean spirit. "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you to come out of him and never enter him again." After screaming and shaking the boy horribly, the spirit came out. The boy seemed to be dead. In fact, several people said that he had died. But Jesus took his hand, lifted him up, and he arose. After Jesus went into a house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we throw this spirit out?" Jesus answered, "Throwing this kind of spirit out requires prayer." As we've read through the story of Jesus as shared by Mark, we've seen many accounts of Jesus healing the sick and the handicapped. However, this story has some unique characteristics that make it more than a healing story. First, we see again Jesus' disciples failing in their calling to carry out the mission of healing. Jesus, Peter, James, and John return from the miracle on the mountain, only to find the other disciples in an argument with the town religious leaders about their inability to cast a demon out of a boy. After his experience on the mountain, Jesus becomes exasperated by the lack of faith of his disciples to carry out God's work of transformation. This continues an ongoing question in Mark's Gospel, where he asks an unspoken question. Do you, the reader, have more faith than the disciples? Take some time to think about how you would have responded when confronted with the demon-possessed boy. What could you offer to bring forth healing in one so troubled? However, it may be the response of the Father that speaks to us the most. He asked Jesus to offer compassion and heal his son. "If you can do anything," he says, "help us." For a moment, Jesus seems incredulous. "If I can do anything," feeling like the Father is questioning his abilities. But then he moves on to remind all of the source of God's transformation, faith in God's ability to bring forth change. The Father's response is interesting. "I have faith. At least I want to have faith," he says. Help me in those times when my faith is failing. That's the thing about faith and doubt. It's not that we don't ever have doubt, for we all have times when we question and worry. But rather, are we willing to ask God to help us in the midst of that doubt? I think most of us want to have faith, but sometimes it's difficult. Yet through God's grace, we are given the ability to rekindle our faith in the midst of despair and questions. Faith is not solely an act of will, but rather is as much an act of grace that God bestows on us. Take some time to meditate on the places where your faith is struggling, and ask God to help rekindle a new sense of faith for you. As always, may we never forget that good is stronger than evil, love is stronger than hate, light is stronger than darkness, life is stronger than death. Victory is ours through Him who loves us. Amen.